What up, world? It's your man, Joe Hill. Shout out to everybody listening right now. First and foremost, if you're tuning in right now, if you can hear my voice, I don't know if you're in a car, you got your headphones on, you're on your way to work, you could be leaving work, you could be having a good day, whatever the case may be, I rocks with you for tuning in, and welcome to the Afterthought Podcast, hosted by yours truly. What's going on, people? This is our official first episode. If you were tuning in to our pre-launch episode, we were just getting it popping, pretty much showing you introductory of what we're going to be doing, the different types of topics, the different thoughts. So yeah, man, we here, man. It's been a good week. I can't complain. I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, you shouldn't complain, to be honest. You shouldn't be up here complaining about anything. We're waking up every day. We're breathing. We're able to make people laugh or entertain people. Since I'm a comedian, you know, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain, man. I can't complain at all. Hope everything's going well. Valentine's Day week. That's right, Valentine's Day week. It's a lot going on. Oh, man, it's Black History Month too, man. Shout out to everybody that's paved the way, like I say all the time, for brothers like myself to come up in here and you know, express myself on a social platform. So shout out to all the brothers and sisters that paved the way before me. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. I got a lot to talk about, you know what I'm saying? The theme for this episode is doing it for the culture. Doing it for the culture. That's right, y'all. I hear that term a lot always, man. And I always wonder, are we really doing it for the culture? We're going to get into that a little later, man. We're going to get into that, man. But we got a lot going on, man. So much going on. So let me just say this, man. I like to start off by saying, you know, it's Valentine's Day week. And I ain't going to lie. When I was a youngin', you know, I was a part of the movement that you know, rushed to Dwayne Reed. Cash out on some chocolate and some cards and all that for whoever the little chick I was dealing with at the time. I don't know, I was like 14, 15. And it was fascinating to me, man, that, you know, it was a cultural thing. You know, you go to get some chocolate, some candy, you take it to her, you tell her you like her, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here to tell you today, man, it's all a scam. It's all a scam. It's been a scam since the beginning of time. Valentine's Day, you know, society wants to get us all excited, spend all this money, and, you know, just be real overzealous on one particular day out the year. So I don't know, man. I don't know what y'all think. I know I feel like coming up and as I get older, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be just one day, to be honest. You know, you should be practicing that showing love all year round, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're in a relationship, your friends, you know, whoever, you know, your associates, whatever, your business partners. But just practicing showing love, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. But definitely if you're in a relationship, you know, you should be consistently setting aside time for y'all to enjoy each other's time. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be waiting until Valentine's Day to do it big. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. You got to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Love should be consistent. You know what I'm saying? And both sides, men and women. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying all men, you know, because I'm one. I'm saying women too. You know what I'm saying? So it should be, you know, like I said, all year round, you know. Instead of going out, spending all this money, waiting in line at Whole Foods, week of. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what I'm saying? And for me too, like, for me, I feel like for Valentine's Day too, I think time spent is the best gift. If you are going to get something, you know what I'm saying? Set aside some time to spend with your loved one or your significant other or something like that. Real low key, you know what I'm saying? Get something to eat, vibe out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Whatever it is, cook something together. You know what I'm saying? I'm dropping some gems right now, fellas. Some fans like, where? I was thinking that. But yeah, man. Yeah, Valentine's Day week. Make sure you do spend that time, though, in general. with that special someone. You know, I got that got that smooth Billy D. Williams, Michael Baisden voice on for Valentine's Day week. I'm stupid. Yeah, man. So that's what we doing, man. Lot going on right now. You know, not sure if you have been catching what's going on in music right now. If you're an artist, I'm sure you have. The Grammys were a few weeks ago, and it was interesting. You know, I was having a conversation with an artist friend of mine, and you know, he was saying how, you know, it's fucked up how we don't get acknowledged. We, as in, you know, African American artists and things of that nature, minorities, don't get mentioned enough at the Grammys. Or if they do get mentioned, it's always, you know, dressed up or, you know, not aired on TV. Like, a lot of times you don't even know that somebody won a Grammy till 2-3 days later. It's in fine print. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, a lot of times, you know, the whoever, I don't know who's the committee that sits down and picks out, you know, who the artist is going to be or who's going to be nominated, so to speak. But, you know, I was playing devil's advocate with him, and I was like, honestly, man, you know, I hear that a lot too. And I see it, you know, but I think when you look at it, it's like, we know we hot, you know what I'm saying? We know, you know, like Diddy said, we make shit hot, you know, it's in our culture, you know what I'm saying? In music and entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I get it. You want that recognition, you know, but, I think a lot of times it's like, you know what? There's a lot of artists, in my opinion, that weren't even nominated. There was some amazing albums that weren't even nominated. You know what I'm saying? Should have won a Grammy. So it is what it is, man. We know what the vibe is when it comes to, you know, winning a Grammy and the favorites and how they go about picking, you know, pushing certain artists to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? At the time or who's hot. So, you know, you can't get, you know, caught up in that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I look at, when you look at the culture right now, music, you know, the songs that are hot right now are just, you know, Roddy Ricch got, you know, The Box, you know what I'm saying, you know, DaBaby is just all over the radio, and it's just like, we continuously find a way to take over music, you know. Black entertainment, I love it, you know. I love the fact that, you know, you might not be able to understand what they saying in the songs, but you're going to vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be played everywhere, you know, across the country, nationwide, on the radio, you know, in movies. You know what I'm saying? Used as promos, soundtracks. Like, I'm just, you know, that's what it is. And I love that we are, you know, talented, you know, as individuals and as artists, man. And it's good to see, you know, my people having success. You know what I'm saying? We some resourceful human beings. I'm telling you, man, we are some resourceful human beings. And, you know, nowadays, too, perfect segue into what I'm about to talk about right now. I feel like, you know, if you're an artist listening right now, if you're a producer listening right now, whatever whatever craft you have and you try to build your brand, nowadays, you have to be really on your game in terms of, and when I say on your game, I mean like, you know, if you look back how things were back in the day with deals and record labels and production situations back in the day in music and entertainment, you know, they came and found you and gave you these big deals and contracts. Nowadays, they're not giving that out to you. You got to work for it. So you got to really be your own label, your own brand, your own organization. And you got to move like an organization does. You know what I'm saying? Like your own promo team, your own marketing team. You know what I'm saying? You got to hit the radio. You got to do all that on your own dime first nowadays. You hear me? You got to do all that right now. You can't sit back and, you know, wait for somebody to call your phone or opportunity to come. You almost got to create your own situation for yourself and show these companies like, hey, I got 100,000 followers out here rocking with me right now. You take the deal to them and you make them want to come rock with you. So that's how I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. I feel like, you know, we're more resourceful more than ever as a culture, you know what I'm saying? And music and entertainment. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love the fact that everybody's creating their own lane. All these brands is popping up, you know, whether it's clothing, comedy, entertainment, with music. It is inspiring to see as a brother myself, a black brother, that we pushing the envelope forward and we pushing the culture forward. So, man, it's dope, man. It's good to see, man. But yeah, man, somewhere right now, there's a little girl, little boy, that's gonna be the next Drake, Beyonce, or Jay-Z. I'm telling you, it's already in their destiny. They coming. And you know what I'm saying? Like Diddy said, we make what's hot. We know what's hot. Diddy need to stop talking too. He the first one take advantage of artists, you know what I'm saying? In that regard. Oh man. But yeah, man, it's Black History Month. I'm an avid Netflix watcher, I would say. I like to find certain things to binge on from time to time. I try not to watch too much. Let me just set the record straight. I don't watch TV like that, period. Let's just get that straight. I don't really have time to be sitting down and really setting my TV guide and shit like that. I don't do all that. You know, I watch my sports. You know, I watch my ESPN. I stream everything. You know what I'm saying? I love the fact that I could just open up my laptop, shoot it on my TV, and now it's on the big screen. So I'm loving that, you know. But ain't nothing like a good documentary in general. You know what I'm saying? You sit down, you know, long day, and you actually try to learn something. And there's a couple things I like to do, especially being Black History Month. A couple things that's dope to watch right now. Netflix, the Who Killed Malcolm X documentary is dope. For those that don't know, yes, Malcolm X, Who Killed Malcolm X documentary right now. I think it's a limited series, a docuseries, but I know it's a few episodes that pretty much take you to behind the scenes of Malcolm X before he went to prison. After he came out, you know, his work with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and just a whole bunch of things that you probably wouldn't even have known about Malcolm X. So if you get some time, that's definitely something that I would watch if I were you. I seen it. Got like one more episode left, but it's definitely something dope. what else? They Gotta Have Us is another one. Check that out. It's another docuseries about the culture. And, you know, how they, when I say they, Hollywood tries to depict us and put us in, you know, the movies and things like that. So when you get a chance, you definitely got to watch that. Those two right there. So, yeah, man, check those out. You know. Like I said, if you're tuning in, please follow us on Twitter, IG, Facebook, at the underscore Afterthought Podcast. That is at the underscore Afterthought Podcast. Yeah, man, that's what we're doing, man. Bringing you something different, trying to build the vibe. You know, appreciate y'all. Shout out to Anchor, man, giving brothers like I said, myself, a platform to come on here and, you know, express ourselves. And it's dope, man. They got sponsors and all that on here. So check it out if you're an artist listening. It's free, too. Download that. What else, man? What we got cooking, man? Like I was saying before, man, doing it for the culture. Doing it for the culture.
Sounds great.
Are you doing it for the culture? It's one of them things I hear. I say myself. And it makes me wonder, you know, when you're contributing to a culture, are you really following those guidelines? What are those guidelines? I mean, is there a manual how to do this? No. Contributing to the culture, in my opinion, is giving something genuinely without asking for anything in return to benefit the mass or particular community. To flourish in or out of, or however you want to phrase that, but yeah, you get the point. And it's something, you know, I'm a Christian. I don't know if I'm, you know, people say you're a God-fearing man. I believe in God. and my faith is definitely in God. But, you know, reciprocity is something that, without preaching too much, is, you know, are you taking as much as you giving, or are you giving as much as you taking? You know, in that regard too, like, makes you wonder sometimes, and you know, you gotta balance out the scale. You know, you can't do one thing of too much, or too much of one thing. I keep saying it over and I keep saying it back. You get the point. And what I mean for the culture is just like, you know, are we really, you know, I'm a producer in comedy, you know, and I try to always maintain space in my productions and whatever I'm doing, any type of event, for actually genuinely looking to help someone different. And when I say that, like, I mean, like, once a month, you say to yourself, who's somebody I could reach out to and give an opportunity to? Somebody that's been working hard. Somebody that could use a little alley-oop right now, that could probably, you know, put them in a position to get them some more work and things like that. So I'm big on it. I'm big on that. And that's a big component of one of the reasons why I feel like I'm successful nowadays. Not afraid to help, you know, my fellow brethren or even female, you know, comedians in the game, or entrepreneurs of that nature, and other producers. I feel like I'm definitely open, and I feel like you got to be and have these relationships, because we got to be able to support each other too. You got to be able to work with each other and lean and help each other, and at the same time, you know, give each other space to grow at the same time. You know, I think it's important, you know. So yeah, man, I think that's, you know, doing it for the culture. Yeah, man, make sure you know you're balancing the scale. It's not always about taking and taking and taking. It's always sometimes, you know, giving opportunities, you know, and giving more, you know, and how and you know, balancing that scale of, damn, like, am I doing all? Like, asking myself, like, you know what I'm saying? So try something new. Try something once a month, you know. If you can help somebody in whatever it is you're doing, I don't care what it is, advice, you know, helping somebody voluntarily, you know what I'm saying? Get into a habit of giving back, you know, and creating a culture around doing it for the culture and just helping each other. And good things happen. Good things happen, man. Good things will happen. Oh, man. I'm a big sports fan, like I was saying a little bit a few minutes ago. Especially with the NBA right now. I'm a big Zion Williams fan. Shout out to Duke Blue Devils. You already know what it is. Those that know me know I'm a diehard Duke fan. You're doing all right this year. But as for the NBA, you know, I'm watching how the NBA is going this year. Giannis is looking real good. LeBron is looking good. LeBron and the Lakers is looking good right now. What are they, 41 and 12 or something like that? Sitting on top of the West, 17 straight road game wins. The Lakers is looking good. They prime for a chip right now, man. I don't know what's up with the Clippers, though. I don't know what's up with the Clippers. They just got spanked by the Sixers the other night. Who else, man? NBA is looking good. Westbrook and Harden to me, I just read a stat that they're the first two teammates in NBA history that, if I'm correct, are averaging 27-7 or 25-7. First time ever in history you had two starting guards on the same team, both average 25 points and 7 assists. That's beast mode. That's beast mode. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to – I don't know. They traded Capella, and I don't know if they're going to get over the hump without Capella. So I don't know. You know, they're still up in the air. Celtics is creeping. Boston Celtics is creeping. Shout out to Kemba Walker from the Bronx, my hood. Cooking out here. Got Jason Tatum back looking like a young MVP right now. I'm serious right now. Playing like a young Kobe. R.I.P. to Kobe. Jason Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, went to Duke, did his thing, came to the A, play with Kyrie Irving. Had a good 2 years. Fell off one of the years with Kyrie because Kyrie was being a nut. But that's another story. Jason Tatum, NBA All-Star this year, cooking. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make this prediction in a second. But if I had to tell you who's going to be in the finals, I'm going with the Lakers and the Celtics. That's right. Lakers and the Celtics bringing it back. Lakers win in six. You can quote me right now. You do what you got to do. We can replay this episode. Lakers are going to win the championship. That's right. That's right. A couple of haters probably listening like,
Snigger bogging.
But my favorite player to watch, and I'm going to move on because this is a perfect segue to comedy and the NBA, is Luka Doncic. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the point guard from the Dallas Mavericks. If you have not seen this man play, you need to get you some popcorn, go home, find out when next time they playing, and watch an entire game. The boy is bad. I'm not even going to sit up here and hold you. The kid, Luka Vandross, they call him, a.k.a. Too Easy. The dude is like 20 years old, not even 21 yet, killing, balling, putting up 30 and 40 with the best of them. So that is my favorite player to watch right now. Killing in the A right now. Man. So this is what I'm going to do. I've been a comedian for 10 years, which is nothing in the game. Still going. Done a lot of stuff. And I've always said this about the comedy game. I've talked about this in different circles of friends in the comedy game. I talk about this to all the time. Comedy is like the NBA and WNBA. I'll say it again. Comedy is like the NBA and the WNBA. I'm gonna break it down. We all in the same league, respectively. The women are, the men are. We all ball throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. Everybody's in different classes, of course. And when I say different classes, you got your icons in the game. And when I say icons in the game, you got your living icons and your dead icons. So you know you could decipher if you're listening in or wherever you at. I mean, like right now in the game, alive, playing, telling jokes right now. Dave Chappelle, the Kevin Harts, the Deion Coles, the DL Hughleys, the big names. You know what I'm saying? Those are the icons. Those are the players that run the comedy. I'm sure I'm missing a few. I'm just throwing a few out there. I'm just saying. And then you got your tier under that. You know, you got your superstars. You know, you got your max players. You know, in each individual city that you go to, you got your max players. You get max players, those that don't know what a max player is. If you don't follow basketball, a max player is somebody on each team and in each city that pretty much, that's their best player. You know what I'm saying? That's their go-to. You know what I'm saying? Certain teams got more than one max player. You know, big three, they call it. Each team, and in comedy, each city, there's always your level of superstars. Stay with me now. Then under that, you know, you got your all-stars. You know, you got your names that buzz in each city. You know, then you break it down, you know, to your starters. You know, those are the comedians, you know, respectively. You know, they make their money. They consistently stay under the radar. They good. They starting in their prospective city. You got your prospects. Everybody know who your prospects are in comedy. Prospects are the bright stars in comedy. Those are the ones on the scene, the young female and male comics. You know, you're seeing them popping up. They're not only funny, but they're consistently shining in those bright little pockets on their way, on their come up in comedy, you know, bright futures, you know, you know, you got your D League, you know, it wouldn't be a league if you didn't have a G League and a D League, you know, comics that consistently go to open mics. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not throwing shade on open mics, but you got some comics. You know what I mean by D-League. D-League are those players that just can't make their real league, you know, at all. They don't fall in any of the classes I just named. You know what I'm saying? Those are the D-League players. So it's no knock to them. You just can't make it to the league. Now you're consistently improving in the G League, so it's all right. You can still get a call up. You can still get yourself and improve as a comedian and get yourself to the league. But the point I'm trying to make is, you get my drift. Comedy is like the NBA. We in different levels. We see each other outside. You know, we see each other on different lineups. And it's not planned sometimes. Sometimes you don't even know who you're going to be in the lineup with until you see get the flyer. And you get out there. And you know, for me, man, I always, my mindset, I mean, like I said, before Kobe's passing and the Mamba mentality, I don't give a damn who's on the show. And it's no knock to anybody, and I mean this in a non-cocky way. My mentality is, you know, I don't care what you did before you stepped on that stage. And like I said, it's no knock. What I'm saying is, we all get a chance to get in front of that crowd, packed house. And we all get the same shot, chance to shoot our shot. I just know what I'm capable of doing in that moment. So, and you know, bringing that dog out on the stage and bringing that fire, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's not too many cats that I'm sure probably would say that because they got their own view of me, but I know what I'm capable of. I know where my confidence lies. But that's how you should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be sitting there worrying about who you following and who I'm going. You should, listen, man, just tell me when I'm going, man. Give me a heads up so I can, you know, cue my music or whatever. Let's go. Give me the mic. Let's get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Steel sharpens steel, man. You know what I'm saying? And in this game of comedy, it's you know, you'll get the vet comics that, you know, shun on us, younger comics. And when I say younger comics, I consider myself a younger comic because I'm only 10 years in the game. I'm still the baby. I'm over 10, but I still group it as a decade, about 11 years. But you get my point. You know, the older vets shun on us young cats. And, you know, it's whack sometimes because at the end of the day, they just mad because we on a different level a lot of times. We on our own shit, creating our own lane and, you know, throwing alleys for other people at the same time. And some of them old cats can't do all that. You know, they just got the, you know, the pump fake, you know, the dribble drive, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it's no knock to the older generation. What I'm trying to say is, you know what I'm saying? We just got to have more admiration for each other because we all in the same league together. You know what I'm saying? We talk about doing it for the culture and you know, I see some of the old comics getting upset with the comedians that didn't help them out and all this. And this comedian, oh, you know, this and that. And I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm just saying, you know, it's one thing, you know, to hate on somebody. But at the end of the day, we all in the same league. You got to see me one night. We might be on the same show. And I'm going to remember that. Like Mike Kobe said, oh, okay, let's go. Check up. It's all competitiveness, you know what I'm saying? Spirit at the same time. It's a great competitive spirit at the same time. I'm all for it, man, comedy. You know, my route in comedy, you know, I didn't, you know, it's not traditional. You know, you have your traditional. You know, I started out young and you know, I was in every comedy club. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, fortunate enough to have that opportunity. You know, I was always naturally funny. But at the same time, I worked, you know. Even though I did comedy starting out part-time, I still did it at a full-time clip. You know what I'm saying? So, like, in comedy, you know, it's a muscle. You got to work out at the end of the day. And I feel like at the end of the day, you know, we all in the same league. You know what I'm saying? We all out here trying to win. We all out here trying to get booked, trying to be seen, trying to get on. You know, the best way to do that is helping each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a producer, I mean, sometimes the bad thing is it's hard to remember so many people. You know what I'm saying? And you can't get mad at a producer for that. You got to stay persistent. You got to stay in their face. You know what I'm saying? You got to be showing you working. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that kills me, you know, in this game is you got to promote yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't be, you know, not promoting yourself. Anyway, anytime you get a chance to promote yourself and show that you're working, you need to do that, man. Well, you're not in a position where you can pick and choose when you're promoting and all that. Nah, man, let them people know when you're working, man. You know, let your peers see it too. Steel sharpens steel, like I said. You know what I'm saying? So, word, man. Comedy's like the NBA, man. You know, we all out here working, like I said. We got to start sharing information too. You know what I'm saying? I'm big on making sure to let my peers know whether it's even getting background work for some TV shows. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening right now, centralcasting.com, go over there, get registered. They get you some background work. Freeauditions.com, you can submit your headshots, email some casting directors directly. I mean, it's so much stuff we're so afraid to share with each other because we are afraid of losing our spot per se, or losing the opportunity because we give it to somebody else. And it's whack because a lot of this stuff should be shared. We should be helping and pushing the culture for it and doing it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? And putting each other in a position to, you know, get some money and, you know, help feed their family. You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So that's what we on, man. We here, man. Afterthought Podcast, bro. @_afterthoughtpodcast. Get us on IG. Get us on Facebook. YouTube page coming. Yup, we going live with it. We got some guests coming up in the coming weeks. We got some call-ins coming in the following week. So we moving, man. Shout out to my UGK team. Well, man, feeling good, man. You know, feeling real good, man. If you're tuning in right now, if you're listening, like I said, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're just getting started, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to be here for a while. So get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Email me if you want. The Afterthought Podcast on gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what topics you want me to, you know, talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be transparent. You know, trying to talk about controversial shit. Not too much. I ain't trying to get nobody to run down. We don't got time. We don't got time for too much negative energy. But you get the point. You know what I'm saying? Doing it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Reciprocity.